I never spoke in details to even to my family, to my children, but they knew I had lost my family. And they, one of my sons heard of the Shoah Foundation, which recorded, set up by Steven Spielberg, which recorded people who had survived their memories of the war. And he organized for me to be interviewed and filmed as well. And I was, it was the first, it was in 1996, and I was so upset by having to tell in details my story. Everything came back to me, and I couldn't stop sobbing, really. And the woman who interviewed me, she said, I need some help. And eventually I managed to get some help from a center which is in London, in Hendon, the Holocaust Survivors Center. And they have psychologists. And I had a lot of help from a psychologist. And eventually, after 3 or 4 years, he said, he advised me to talk about it. And that's how I started.
And with all that in mind, obviously the talks that you now go on, and you seems like you really do enjoy what you do now, and it's really kind of satisfying in sort of talking about it and educating other people. Why do you think it's important to remember what happened?
I think it's very important because I think that one mustn't forget what happened to 6 million Jews who were killed, 3 million in Poland, over 90% of the Jewish population. Without me talking, nobody would know what happened to my family. So it's very important not to forget. But also I hope that talking about it will make people, and young students, young people, and realize that they mustn't fear minorities, that people who have a different religion or different color of the skin are human beings. And we have to be more tolerant, more understanding, and not to fear them and not to persecute them especially.
Yeah, that's. I think that's a really strong message to give. And there's students here in Ashford. There's lots of schools that are getting involved in it. But the power of words is the topic of this, of what they're going to be going on and talking about. What kind of thing are you hoping that they'll take from what you speak about today?
Well, I hope that they will realise what a tragedy it was. And unfortunately, there are still genocides going on in the world, and innocent people are still being killed. And how do we prevent it? How do we make people realize that minorities, people who are different, are not automatically dangerous? They shouldn't fear them. And it's important in some occasions to help, not to stand by, not to be indifferent to the suffering of other people.
I could talk to you all day, I really could, but you've obviously got to go off and do your chat now. But thank you so much.
Thank you.